This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
That is quite something. The boy's a star.
Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Foodie on Paper podcast. Sorry for not turning up last week. But it's good to be back in the studio. It's a half-full studio today. The Liverpool man is not here, if you... But a man like Pere is present. Pere, how are you doing?
I'm doing
all right. I needed to speak out.
I'm good.
Speak to the mic,
right? Doing just good, yeah.
Yeah, good. Did you enjoy football this weekend?
No, not really.
Okay, Ole in, still?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. But before we go on a break, we'll talk about Ole and we'll talk about the remaining things or important things that happened during the footballing week. But before we go on a break, we'd like to give our condolences to former Super Under 23 Super Eagles captain Isaac Promise. It was very, very sad news. He died at 21. Our head was heart failure. Did he ever play for the Super Eagles?
I think so, yeah.
He did.
I think so, yeah.
Sad news, but... our condolences from FOP, Footy on Paper. Next is the Shalai segment. Okay, time for Shalai segment / hot topics. Let's start with Spurs. They went down to Brighton this on Saturday. What is wrong with this team? Like, what is happening with them? What's going on? They've not won in their last 10 league away games.
Same as United now.
I think United all competitions.
But now like 11.
11, yeah. 11 in all competitions. Nice. But this one is 10 league away games.
I don't know. I think they just don't like playing away from White Hart Lane.
Why?
I don't know now.
But well, for a team that wants to challenge the top two.
They don't want challenge in the top two, yeah. They don't want
but seriously, what do you think is wrong like with them?
Honestly, I don't
you
know.
You don't know.
Like, I really don't know. Like,
because, I mean, last season, people could like quickly jump on, oh, they didn't sign players and see what they did without signing players. They got the final Champions League. Well, now, I mean, they gave him some money to sign some players. Obviously.
I think they signed, but if you look at the squad, I don't really think they are balanced.
Okay.
Right back.
Ore.
Kyle Walker-Peters.
No, it's not bad. No.
Like, both of them, they are not good enough to start.
For Spurs?
For Spurs, yeah.
Or for a team that wants to challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And selling Trippier.
That didn't make sense.
Bad decision from them. And all in all, and the way they don't handle their players, like Eriksen, his contract is almost up. Vertonghen, Toby, all these things, they are affected. So, but that will be a good excuse why you know feeling away from your house.
They've lost 17 games this year, more than any other team in the whole English division.
And nobody they talk about it.
We're talking about it now.
nobody they talk about it. Yes,
they considered 10 just this week. Like, what can he do to get out of this? Obviously, there are different agendas in the dressing room. There's this report about some mix up between two wives or between a wife and two players.
Okay.
Beta and Eriksen. Yeah, and there's talk about there are groups in the dressing room now. Like, some people are not talking to each other. You know, different things. Like, Harry Kane has his gang, Vertonghen has his gang. So, I don't know. Then, you know, Poch came out to say
actually,
that there are different agendas in the dressing room.
You don't answer the
question.
Yeah.
So, that's why they are not doing well.
That's a very... if everybody knows this...
Remember, it is reported. It's not true.
For Poch to come out and talk that kind of thing. If everybody knows this together, things don't feel well now. So... good answer there from you.
So I'm asking you now, like, what can he do to bring them all aside? I mean, they have a job to do.
He has tried to bring them all now, but if some people know still won't be there, then I think it's just let's move on. So, the ones we know won't be.
That they shouldn't even play, like they shouldn't play for the team.
You just sell them.
Okay.
You should sell them. But knowing Spurs, I know Levy will not want to.
He doesn't want to lose.
He doesn't want to lose
a player for free.
Yeah.
And even if he's even selling the player himself, he must get the price for the player. Okay. Forget about Spurs now. What do you think about Brighton?
Good result.
I'm saying generally this season, like the difference from last season and this season.
I've not really seen many of their games, but the game against Tottenham, they played very well. Possession based football, playing out from the back. But that doesn't have Tottenham really low in confidence.
Yes.
Brighton, I think
that was their second win this season.
That was their second win, and like I said, they never scored past 5 goals this season. See them knock 3 against Tottenham.
The first game they scored 3.
Yeah.
Then they scored this another 3 now against Tottenham.
No, I'm talking before Spurs.
Oh, before Spurs. Yeah, okay.
All in all, the guy don't do very good job.
Graham Potter.
Yeah, he has done a good job.
Do you think they'll survive? Do you think they'll be in the league? You still have to watch them.
It's a tough one because right now, if you look at the teams that are in the bottom 3, I think Everton did there.
We'll still talk about it.
Watford did there.
Yeah. I can't remember the last team.
On paper, those teams are better than
Brighton.
The only team we feel compared with Brighton then are, I think, Norwich.
Okay.
On paper, those teams are better than Brighton. But if those teams then get themselves again during the season, who knows?
You never know.
Brighton used to go down.
You never know. Let's talk about your enemies, Liverpool. 17 not out. It's very funny when they say Fergie time. But Liverpool have scored 34 98-minute winners in the league. Mad, though.
Liverpool.
Mad. First of all, was it a penalty or money?
No. Clear and obvious error, actually.
It was a clear, because I understand why VAR doesn't come in there. It doesn't make any sense.
There's something wrong in VAR. There's an agenda. There's an agenda.
What does that even mean, bro? Like,
see, you don't trust a VAR, or just like the support. I think everybody in England, apart from Manchester City and Manchester United and Everton, want Liverpool to win this league.
I don't want Liverpool to win the league.
No, you
but I'm not in England, yeah.
They want Liverpool to win
this league. So, yeah, saying generally, the pundits,
everybody wants Liverpool to win this league.
Darling club team.
Yeah, you even remember their fixtures. Then their first game was against Norwich. And then talk to the last time when Liverpool played Norwich. At their first game,
they won
the league. They are no waiting them. That was not a penalty in any way, just because it was Liverpool. Simple and short.
Okay. Let's talk about them generally. Have they played well this season? Like, can they do it though?
Can they win the league?
Yes.
It's still
obviously eight points now.
Yeah, 8 points with 30 games to go. We saw them surrender 7 points with fewer games to go last season. So anything can still happen. Hopefully they don't.
Let's quickly talk about Leicester. They really look good on the deal. Can they? I know you don't like hearing this question, but I'm going to throw it to you still. Can they challenge the top 6?
The way things go, yes.
They are fourth right now, right?
Manchester United are not in that conversation.
Really?
Right now.
You know, you're saying there's still 30 games to go. Obviously, there's still plenty of points to win.
At the same time, Leicester will do when they win the league.
Strong point.
And if they get our top 6.
And they look so composed and like they look like they could actually cause problems.
I think they have a better team than Manchester United.
Generally. Do you mean balanced or like player for player?
Balanced team. Balanced than team. United and Arsenal. And maybe Spurs.
Maybe Spurs as well. Okay. Perez started changing his mind. Who shocked the citizens? I don't even know where to start from.
Everybody saw that coming.
Nice one. Center half problems. Still.
Big problems, guys. Very, very big problems.
Do they have to go in January?
Obviously, they have to, guys. Otamendi na big calamity there. Like, I don't know what he's doing in this Manchester City team.
I think they said something about Laporte coming back in January, so I'm not very sure.
Even if he comes back, they have they to still go need back. Yeah, like, because Stones, you still don't trust Stones, man. Yeah, and after Stones, they have Otamendi, Laporte.
Nobody else.
They don't finish. They have to sign his center back in January if they want to challenge for... No, not challenge.
If they want to win the title.
They want to win it. Because they're definitely challenging.
Because they're still challenging. Yeah. Okay, okay. But do you think they're motivated, though? I mean, they've won it back-to-back.
That's a very big question that only Pep and his players can answer. Because
I mean, like, okay, yes, they considered two today on the run of play. But still, like, even with Otamendi and Fernandinho at centre-half, they should still win the game.
At least they should score.
Yeah. They should score. Wolves kept the clean sheet. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. That's why I said, are they still motivated? But, like,
you saw the game against Norwich. Mm-hmm. We lost. And after that, the next game, we know it ain't happening. That one proved to people, say, then...
They're still in it. They're still... Okay.
We as we see their reaction. Not just for the next game, but like the next 5-10 games.
But if they don't sign now, do you think like he can still correct the problems that he has? If they don't sign anybody. Let's just say they don't sign anybody.
I don't think so.
So they won't win the league then?
If they don't sign, they won't win anything.
Okay.
Maybe the League Cup.
Okay, good week for Wolves. I know two of us, we tagged them for relegation. But I mean, they're shutting us up. 3 wins in a row.
Hopefully, they will still go down.
They won at Besiktas. And they won at City. Good result for Nuno and his boys.
Nice one. Now.
Good defense. Like, talk more now. Like, they
nice one. Now, the normal thing with Wolves is, they just sit back, soak up, and
counter-attack.
And City fell for that.
He even got more. Like, he got more than what he wanted.
Yes.
That's, you know, Espirito Santo.
Like, if you'd have offered them a point before the game, they would have taken it.
Easily. Okay. Other results. Burnley 1, Everton 0. Everton have lost 4 in a row now. Quickly, Marco Silva in or
gone,
out?
Gone.
Yeah, I know, you said that last week a bit. Norwich 1, Aston Villa 5. Norwich, flash in the pan.
I think
too many injuries is still affecting them.
No, they turn up when the big boys come to town. When they play against the big boys. Now they don't see their needs.
They don't set to them. But that won't keep you in the league now. If you're only turning up against big boys.
I feel they'll go down.
Okay.
How much do they spend?
1 million.
7 something.
Wow. Mad.
They should go down. They deserve to go down.
Arsenal in the top 3.
Arsenal in the top
3. Arsenal in the top 3 now.
Like right now.
Yeah, right now. Like good for them?
Good for them now. Hey, now.
Well, some fans are angry with the style of play still. I mean, they're parking the bus against Bournemouth like in the second half.
You were winning and
I mean, Newcastle just beat Manchester United. They drew with Manchester United because of VAR, you know? Newcastle beat Manchester United. I'm sorry, Fred.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, like, since Watford scored Arsenal, Watford haven't scored a goal since then. So I'm just saying, like, all these things, like, I know they're in the top 3, but... Can they continue doing this, like this style, and finish there?
And finish in the top 4.
Yeah. Or do you think they have to be like elaborating some games? Obviously, most of the top teams are better than Arsenal.
The midfield and the defense know really the hand. But they go back themselves going forward, see then if he score goals.
But they're not creating enough for the Aubameyangs now, the Lacazette's them, the Pepe's.
Aubameyang gets 7 goals now.
Yeah.
Wait till your point.
Well, but you know they're not creating enough.
They create from
how many shots? How many shots did he have against United?
One.
Wow, and that was the goal. Mm-hmm. And that goal came out of United. United's mistake. United's mistake. That goal came out of United's mistake.
Score for match.
That goal came out of
mistake. Create from. Yes, now. If everybody do their job,
we'll still go and talk about the United game. we're still gonna talk about United game. But like, if you're not creating enough for your forwards, they won't have a chance to shoot now.
But Aubameyang don't score 7 goals.
Now that's what I'm saying. They are not creating enough still for him. Because he scored 7 doesn't mean they've created enough for him now. Do you know who has the most created chances at Arsenal this season?
Who?
Mesut Ozil.
How many games now?
Okay. Quickly, Manchester United.
Quickly. Better
teams. You said only in? You're 2 points. What 2 points away from the relegation zone?
Nah, all the ones are just starts. No shots on target.
Abi, in midweek or no shots at all?
No shots on target.
Midweek. Wow.
No, the midweek game we didn't start most of our big guns now. Mm. The likes of.
Greenwood,
Gomez,
Fred. What's the young left back? The right back, man.
Brandon Williams, yeah. Dalot, all those guys play.
Backup dancers.
Yeah, and the experienced ones, we didn't play. They don't really get known for shooting.
Mata. So you can understand that. But seriously, like. What next for Manchester United now? Liverpool next. Like, what should Ole do now? Obviously, it's a must-win game. That's the only thing. Just get the win. Like, forget about style of play. This thing.
Just win.
Win the game. Okay. Okay. Well, let's take a break now.
All right, people. A new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update your gear with Jersey County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers or the Warriors, we got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jersey County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
Okay, time for part 2 of the Shall I segment, La Liga and Bundesliga. Let's start with the La Liga. Madrid 4, Granada 2. Let's just talk about Madrid's defense, man. What's going on? Considered 2 midweek. Lack of what is wrong? Why is Ramos so loose these days? Why is Madrid giving a dirty back pass? Why would they be 3 up and just go and concede 2?
It goes off. You know, sometimes when you don't win, you did too
much. But why you, that's what I'm saying. Why is it not Madrid? You shouldn't have that mentality.
The players, they don't win too much now. Mm. Most of them don't win. Ramos don't win everything we need to win.
Winnable, yeah.
Modric don't win plenty things.
Even so, some way, so no supposed to win.
Yeah, so then that's the 2 things. Mm. Now that's normal thing with that, but like that. If you don't get something,
you get tired of it.
Yeah, you will lose value for that team.
So why does he keep on playing these players now? He should play the hungry ones now. Eder Militao.
Then Ben Ramos.
Yeah.
Problem go there for him.
Well, it was even Ramos that asked for him back. So let's see how it goes for them. But can they, if they continue this way, can they win the league?
Right now, but they are on top of the league now. So why not? With the way Barca the play anyhow, Atletico Madrid, we also see then the peak weekend play their own day serious.
Well, even that serious, yeah. Man, just one goal.
Then the peak weekends where they feel like they score.
Yeah.
Real Madrid fee win now because they're not even winning games.
Mm. What do I say again? In Champions League, Gungo? They have 1 point. They have 1 point.
They have 1 point. Yeah. Yeah. I think the Champions League is a bridge too far.
Would they make it out of the group though?
They have Galatasaray, PSG, Club Brugge. I'll be very surprised if they don't.
Mm.
But it's something that looks likely that they might not.
Okay.
So I'll be surprised if they don't.
Back-to-back games against Galatasaray next. I'll see how it goes for them. We already said Atletico drew.
no need for us to talk about that.
Once a coach is saying that if he has to score more than one goal, then there's a problem. Just know that. Just leave them alone. Bundesliga, Bayern blowing hot and cold. I don't know how you beat somebody
7-2. They score all goals for that. Tottenham Stadium. Now, the team with that. They don't score goals for Tottenham.
So, like, they decided to lose to Hoffenheim?
This thing again, guy, I feel say now, it boils down to...
That too much winning thing.
Yes, they don't
like,
too
like, it's sure, they nobody can challenge us.
For, like, I think they were too sure they were going to win and they were just waiting for the thing to happen instead of going for it.
Mm.
And you know, these small teams, when they see big teams, they have nothing to lose, so, and the pressure is on the big team, so they just go there and play without fear. One of those days,
okay,
every big team will lose once for their house. So.
But Dortmund, they keep dropping points. Man, I have a funny stat for you.
What is it?
Their last three Bundesliga games has finished 2-2. Why? I mean, they strengthened.
I don't think they know how to strengthen
bringing in Hummels, and they paid big money for Hummels, 27 million.
Bayern run them. They don't run them scam, because I think they bought him back for 30 million.
Yeah, that's one. That just said good. That. Oh no, then? No, Bayern. Wasn't even. Oh yeah. When Bayern bought him, yes. Yeah.
When he was good.
Sold
him back when he was done for 27 then.
Like,
they don't want them better standards.
So. Mad, though. It's mad, man. Mad. Okay. Let's see how it goes. Funny enough, only 5 points separate first from 10th. Is the league, is it a competitive league or Farmers League?
Is it competitive?
Mönchengladbach at top of the table now.
No, I forget all those things. The league may really be competitive because on a normal day, you buy and catch all those things, they will destroy them.
Mm.
Just one of those things because they happen.
Okay.
We know where this league will end. We know how this league will end.
So you're changing your mouth again because you said Dortmund were going to win the league.
I still stand by them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But we know where, we know the top four.
But when teams. you know that you're going to play 2-2 next week again, you're not going to. Oh, no, that's what they're playing in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break right now.
Hey there, do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls, and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page, ATE_households, or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Is this not why you are here?
Okay, it's time for Are You Not Entertained? Ah, wow. First, this first story is very, very funny, man. Lamine Diaby Fadiga, an under-18 footballer that plays for Nice, has been sacked for stealing.
Good one.
I see. Good one. Apparently, he stole Dolberg's watch. I think the watch cost about £42,000 or so. 62.
Yeah.
Wow. Why did you even do? I don't understand.
He talks in a jealousy. Like he was trying to break into the team, and then
they signed Dolberg
and signed someone that will take his place, and he was just jealous, and
that's why he stole his watch.
He just wanted to do something bad to the guy. He can't carry the guy.
It's not his fault that Nice signed him. Is it Dolberg's fault?
Nobody talks in a
I know. I'm trying to say the guy is a very stupid person. I know. I know he's young.
chill, just work hard.
Yeah, like you always, obviously you get your chance though. You get your chance, like. So now he has no club.
But I saw the way they come. No, no. I think Paris FC in the second division. I think they won't sign it.
My God, still there again now. If things don't go, don't you get my point?
No,
if things don't go his way,
but they don't buy person we get 62,000.
How do you know?
You don't want me to pay the second division.
Okay, let's get to the next story. Barkley versus the taxi driver. Apparently, Barkley was out late in Liverpool. First of all, it wasn't meant to be outlet that time because he had a game against Leo. I think they were traveling to Leo the next day. I think it was a Monday night. And then he poured fries inside the taxi driver's car. And he was arguing. After that, like the altercation and everything, he was also arguing about the price of the cab.
I think he was drunk.
As a footballer, no, yes?
He was just drunk.
As a footballer, you know you have people like looking up to you. I know, man, but why don't get yourself in this mess now? Abi,
what mess, guy?
It's mess, man. Guy, it's
nah, normal thing now. Nah.
It's not normal.
No,
it's not normal.
Pass, chill. Relax. Nah, normal thing as in back in now.
Yes. Yes.
A young guy like you.
Why was Tammy Abraham not outside by
if
that time?
Happened to anybody,
why was?
It's
not the first time happening back in.
No, be the first time in the poor fries.
No, praying fries. Staying out late.
I ain't kind of like that, guy.
Staying out late. Yeah, footballer now. Come on now.
So making a,
why are you staying out late?
Nobody coach business. As far as
you, what do you mean nobody coach business?
Nobody coach as far as you come back when it's
that's what I'm saying. He wasn't meant to be outside at that time, according to Frank Lampard.
What do you mean he wasn't meant to be
outside? He wasn't meant to be outside. He was meant to be sleeping. He wasn't in his house.
Hotel.
Yes, now.
The team in the hotel.
I think so. I don't know, but the according to Lampard, according to Lampard, Lampard said that he wasn't meant to be out at that time.
Who trying to be Lampard said that he wasn't?
Yeah, no, but you said you meant to be sleeping now.
He back his day in house. Lampard don't tell him when to come out and when.
What do you mean, Lampard don't tell him when to come out and when to come back?
Tell me when.
What did he say, parent?
He's a man now.
He what do you mean he's a man?
Back and went to go.
There's curfew. There's curfew. There's curfew.
For what?
Yes, now. Like, you're not meant to be outside by this time for footballers. What do you mean who put that? It happens, though.
Curfew, guy.
What do you mean who put the curfew?
It's not possible.
It happens. You cannot be ill-disciplined and be going out to party every night. What are you telling me?
You don't get what I'm saying.
It's not the first time happening. Now. It happened make again when it was in Everton. He went to fight someone else and they knocked him out.
You what are you telling me? Want to,
what do you mean
for
you
your
do?
Life,
there's a curfew.
Come back when the coach needs you. Do the things for the coach.
And the coach told him to do that now.
How the coach would tell him? When to come out and when to come back.
Not when to come out.
When to come back.
By 10, you should be in your house.
Now the coach called that.
Yes, now.
Debbie Kids.
What do you mean, Debbie Kids? What are you saying? You are a professional footballer. You have people are. It happens in every club, Perry. What are you telling me? It happens. What do you mean? It's not possible. It happens in every club. You have a curfew. You have a curfew. You are a professional footballer, and they probably train every day of the week or something.
Yeah.
So what are you telling me? What are you saying? I understand you, but you're saying you're telling me he has. What do you mean he has his life?
Coach,
his life is interfering with his job.
You don't get what?
His life is interfering with his job now. I did not pay him. Why did that news come out? Is that bad press for Chelsea? Yes or no? Is it bad press for Chelsea? What he did is not okay.
Just press, yeah.
Next in
Chowdhury.
Chowdhury. Next story. Chowdhury was racially abused for his tackle what's his name now?
Salah.
Mo Salah. I don't think this thing is going to like stop anytime soon, man.
You know what?
Yeah.
I feel some more stuff to talk about racism here.
What do you mean? We have to talk about it now. We have to keep on talking about it.
Stop, guys. We just talk about
it. Well, it has to happen. You have to keep on talking about like things that are
well,
bad
it's
until
not stop,
they stop.
So why?
So what do you mean?
Keep talking about.
So what? What should we do?
Just Austrian.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Since things are changing.
Let me tell you how things are changing. Has Bernardo Silva been charged? Yes, he has been charged. Okay. So things are changing. People are coming out to talk. So if you come out to talk, things will happen. If nobody is talking, they will not charge anybody.
Abuser.
Who racially abuse who?
Hamza.
They've reported the case now. Nobody knows that. Yes, now.
Liverpool fans now. When are fans? But if a player.
What do you mean? They do now. Don't they ban fans from stadiums? What do you mean? They ban fans from stadiums. They ban people that racially abuse people and stuff. They ban people now. So you have to keep on talking about this thing, though. What's this man? Boy. Taco. But anyway, I know you go accept him. Dennis Bonaventure, his celebration against Real Madrid.
Ronaldo.
Yeah. That's what he said.
He talks now if you write player and was disappointed when they let him go.
Yeah.
Mm. And as he scored, the niggas showed everything that they missed. Nice one.
I'm sure happy like he's a Nigerian and he's been called up and hopefully he does well for us, man. I mean, he looked good against Madrid now. Pissed.
Well, everybody just did good against Real Madrid. Every striker did good against Real Madrid.
Mad. Cardiff, they want to appeal the Emiliano Salah fee. They don't want to pay. I think the question is if you are in the situation. If you are Cardiff in this situation,
yeah,
that's
wicked. That's wickedness because if say you don't come buy the guy for most likely they play football now for informatic. Bought him, he went to your club, did medicals, came back, practiced,
announced like he was like, a why Cardiff City
why
player.
Why did you need to pay? It's just like, I resell game,
yeah.
You come my house now, come buy game. Come carry on the go. Your
they
house.
Go, yeah.
On the way to your house, the game come fall.
Fall, yeah.
Come spoil. You come talk to
you. Yeah, don't pay the remaining nigga.
You didn't want.
See, I don't play him now. But I don't play the game now.
No, I think that's just kidness from
Cardiff City.
Cardiff City, yeah.
Quickly, David Butson, they've still not found his body. Have
you? No report. Now they feel weird. Because they don't even stop the search. Nobody even talk about. Guys, let's just stop talking about that.
Okay, next. Fan talk.
What's up, guys? It's Victor Kalu. You already know now. But anyway, I already replied you guys on Twitter on what about the Bin Laden thing with Sheffield United owner and stuff. Me, just like Perez said, I always trust Perez's judgment because I mean he's right. Me, I think what they call it, you know, there's no problem working with the family. They're not all Osama Bin Laden. You know, I know even his son himself, I guess Donald Trump just confirmed that you know they killed him and stuff, or you know, they dead him or whatever. I guess he's doing what he might guy or something, but it's not everybody. You can't judge the whole family. I mean, if they're good for business, they're good for business. They're people that are doing business with clubs right now. And, you know, you don't even know what they are into. It's just because we all know Osama Bin Laden's family because they are big. You know, yeah. So it's like, I think it's fine to do the business. It's business, you know. I also wanted to say, you know, I see what Ife is saying. Obviously, it makes sense. You know, like, you know, that's bad PR. Like in football, you need good, you know, publicity and everything. Like that makes sense and everything. But I think, I feel like the pros, you know, we working with them is more, I don't know, it's more advantageous. As long as they're not doing anything wrong and stuff, you know, I feel like it's fine to work with them. Add money to your club. I mean, they probably have money and everything. If they're trying to work well with them. I don't see a problem with it. So I agree with Perry. I see what Fear is saying, but I agree with Perry. Like, it's a dicey situation, but yeah, you know, you do what you have to do. If you trust the people, they're not all the same guy. Like, yeah, so that's what it is. You know, who knows what anybody is into. But lastly, also, I wanted to say I'm on Tyre's side even before the season started. Inter Milan, I feel like they have a chance of usurping Juventus. You know, obviously we Conte being at Inter and Sarri being new at Juve. I don't know. I trust Inter more. That's it.
Hey, Footy on Paper Podcast. Thank you very much. I won the jersey. So, and it's the first time I'm winning. First time I'm winning any bonanza. That's true. So, that's good and I'm happy. Thank you very much and continue your great job. Cheers.
Yep. Thank you for everybody that... thank you to everybody that sent in their messages, speaking about football and all. Obviously, and congratulations to Benga and Victor Kalu. They won themselves jerseys after getting the most quoted retweets on our competition. Obviously, there will be more competitions. I think Fire wants to give some things away, but we can't talk about that now. Hopefully. I don't know why it's keeping quiet, but we'll see how that goes. Ifeanyi is not here, well, congratulations to him. He's our manager of the month in the FPL League. Mad, the person that does the FPL picks. So he has been giving people bad FPL picks. That's the meaning. Speaking of his FPL picks, Ryan got a clean sheet, maximum points. Aspilicueta conceded, so yeah, no low points there. About two. Mahrez, nothing. Sure, Vardy, nothing. Pukki, nothing. Wow, this week was very poor for Ifeanyi. So Ifeanyi, you need to fix up this international break. Pass the bookies.
We're not going to say anything.
What do you mean? Anything to say?
Later. We'll talk about that later.
People have not won anything this season.
I never win. I never win. No, we need to play this game.
So you need this international break to like catch yourself, get yourself together, right? Like,
yes, yeah, yes, goes. Guy, this guy on choking, on Abia is choking. So
okay, we'll see how it goes from there. We'll see how it goes, man. Remember to follow us at Footy on Paper for Twitter, Footy on Paper for Instagram. For your adverts and placements, you can send us an email to the Footy on Paper podcast at yahoo.com. Also, send us voice messages on all your preferred platforms. Follow me if you want to at PAPPIIV, Papiv. Like anywhere, ask me any question, anything, or if you even want to be on the podcast, send us any message, anything. You can send them messages. Follow Ifeanyi, Fanboy Forever. Ask him why he wasn't on the podcast today. Check if he's okay and all. You know, Liverpool are top of the table. See how it goes. Kule, You don't want to say your handle.
Later, man. We will do. Bye-bye.
Manchester United. Okay, ciao. Bye.